Today, praise God, as we turn our hearts to this word and look at this message, praise God, amen, praise God, we are looking at, amen, what happened, hallelujah, to Israel as they traveled through the wilderness. And as we look in the context of scripture, even in the same book of Numbers, praise God, we are looking at, amen, praise God, a couple of occasions. Can you say amen? Amen, amen, praise God. And amen, we, as we look at these occasions, praise God, of the circumstances that came to bear upon Israel, we are to, praise God, take note of some things. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. One thing, praise God, that we are to take note of as we are looking back, praise God, at what happened to Israel as they traveled through the wilderness is the fact that God listens to us.
Jesus.
Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, God listens to us. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God. While God listens to us, there is an expectation from God to hear, amen, some things coming from us that will please
amen.
Him. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Because, amen, when we take the time to investigate, we find out that we were made for the pleasure of God. We were made for His glory, and we were made, amen, to glorify Him.
Yes.
And God didn't, amen, praise God, make us, amen, praise God, in the way that we were circumstance conditioned. In other words, praise God, there are only some circumstances wherein we can praise Him, only some circumstances wherein we can give God the glory, amen, praise God. But no, He just made us to praise Him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I'm just made to glorify Him. It doesn't matter, praise God, what else may be going on, praise God. I'm just made to give Him the glory. I'm just made to give Him the praise. Can you say amen? And so because we have been made, praise God, for a particular circumstance, God pays attention to us. Can we say amen? Amen. Because He pays attention to us, His ear is attuned, amen, praise God, to the things that we say, amen, praise God, out of our mouths and out of our hearts. Can we say amen? Amen. He can hear, even, praise God, to the depths of your heart. If you don't believe it, you can ask Abraham, you can ask Sarah, can you say amen? When they laughed, they didn't laugh out loud, but God heard them. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. We, amen, praise God, often, praise God, tend to focus on, amen, the things that are greatly negative in the view of God. And amen, praise God, and we, amen, praise God, are quick to tell you, amen, praise God, God gonna, amen, get you if you're lying and stealing and killing and committing adultery or fornication or something like that. We'll jump on that in a moment. Can you say amen? But amen, tell your neighbor, but that ain't all that makes God upset. Can you say amen? Amen. That ain't all that makes God angry. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And amen, in, praise God, this experience, praise God, of Israel, amen, they had to deal with fire and, amen, serpents. And amen, praise God, they had to deal with fire and serpents. The fire, amen, praise God, started to burn among the camp of Israel. And in the uttermost parts of the camp, people were burnt up. Can you say amen? Amen. They were literally set on fire by God and consumed in the fire. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God, you, amen, praise God, to see, praise God, that, amen, in a sense, amen, that was hell right there on earth, as God burned them, praise God, in the fire. desire. Amen, praise God. But thank God that an intercessor was there. Amen, praise God. The very one that they complained about. Amen, the very one, praise God, that they complained unto. Amen, praise God, was the one that interceded for their behalf. But the thing to recognize is, amen, praise God, that the fire burned among them because God heard them complaining. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And so we give deference to the big things, but we don't always recognize, amen, that we ought not to be murmuring and complaining. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We don't always recognize, praise God, that we ain't got no reason to have, amen, our mouth open in complaint against God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And so it was, praise God, on the occasion, praise God, when we looked there in that 11th chapter of the book of Numbers, as we read to you out of the word of the Lord. Amen, praise God, there. Amen, praise God. People were complaining. Hallelujah, praise God. And it displeased the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, it lit a fire among them. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. And then, praise God, in that 21st chapter, amen, of the book of Numbers, praise God. Again, praise God, we are seeing, praise God, that the people, again, amen, as they journeyed, praise God, amen, and the way was difficult, and they were discouraged because of the way. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And again, praise God, there, the people, praise God, spake against God. And they, and I'm 21 and 5, if you want to look. And amen, praise God. And the people spake against God and against Moses. And amen. And they lied on God. Can you say amen? And they said, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? That was not God's plan at all. Can we say amen? Amen. That was not Moses' plan at all, praise God. But they said, you brought us up here to die in this wilderness, praise God. And amen, praise God. And the source of their complaint was the fact, amen, praise God, that it ain't nothing out here. Amen, praise God. No, amen, water. Amen, praise God. No bread. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Well, they lied again, because in the same verse they say, no bread. Amen, praise God. God, and in the same verse they talk about light bread. So praise God, they had bread, but it wasn't the bread that they wanted. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so then, praise God, because it wasn't the bread that they wanted, amen, they act like they ain't have no bread. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Not only that they didn't have, or act like they didn't have no bread, amen, they had an attitude about the bread that God had provided. Amen. Their attitude was, our soul loafs this. Can you say amen? In other words, we can't stand this stuff. Can you say amen? We, amen, hate to look at it. We done everything we can with it. We done boiled it and baked it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. We done handle it every kind of way we can handle it. And we just don't like it. Amen. Pray God. It ain't nothing out here. Amen. Praise God. But this old bread, this light bread in our soul, amen, praise God, literally we hate it. Can you say amen? But in truth, that was their sustenance for living. Amen, praise God. As we reflect back in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, praise God, amen, sometimes we get in our mind that God is leading, amen, praise God, 600,000 men, not a counting women and children, through the wilderness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, tell your neighbor, and that ain't all that was going through the wilderness. Can you say amen? Amen. Not only did God bring out, amen, 600,000 men, not counting women and children, but he brought out flocks flocks. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Herds of sheep. Can you say amen? Herds of cattle. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He had a great multitude of livestock going along with them in the desert. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. It wasn't just the people. Amen. But it was a whole crew. Amen. Praise God. Of animals. Can you imagine God leading, amen, a whole herd of animals as well as, amen, praise God, about, amen, 2 or 3 million people through the wilderness. Lord, have mercy. And amen, praise God. Be reminded, praise God, whatever man had to eat, it wasn't nothing else out there. So then the cattle and the herds, they had to eat manna too. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. When God watered Israel, when he called water out of the rock for Israel, amen, praise God, they had to water the herds and the cattle as well. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So praise God, not only did man benefit from the provision of God, but everything God sent along with man, amen, also benefited from his provision. And you ought to thank God. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. The animals, praise God, was dumb. They didn't realize, praise God, that it was God that was making ways out of no ways. Can you say amen? They didn't realize, because they just, amen, dumb animals, that they were eating manna from on high. They didn't realize, praise God, that God was making ways out of no ways and bringing water out of the rock in their behalf. Can you say amen? This is not to disparage anybody. Amen. Praise God. But amen. A lot of times, those that are following along with the saints, you don't realize, amen, because you just don't know that the blessings that come in your life. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. It's because of the fact that God got to provide for his people. Can you say amen? And because God provides for his people, then you get an overflow of blessing. Can you say amen? You don't realize, praise God, amen, that just because, amen, you're with the people of God in this wilderness, you live. Can you say amen? Because if you didn't have them to be with you, you would die out there. You better give them God a prayer. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Praise God, was there, amen, praise God, the, amen, animals and cattle and all of that, that was with Israel as they came out, amen, praise God, but there was also a mixed multitude. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. This mixed multitude, amen, praise God, amen, came along because they saw, amen, the blessing of God upon the people of God. They didn't come along for God. They just came along for the blessing. Can you say amen? Amen. They saw the blessing of God upon the people of God. And they wanted, amen, praise God, some of that, amen, for themselves. And they, praise God, did not hold God in a high and holy place. Amen. But all they wanted was the benefit of the blessing of the Lord. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, you don't come to church, amen, for houses and land. That ain't the reason. You don't come to church because God can put, amen, money in your pocket and health in your body. You don't come to church, amen, for those reasons, but you come to praise, to worship, and to serve our God. Would you serve him if you didn't have any clothes on your back? Would you serve him? Amen. If there was no money in your pocket, would you serve him? Amen. If you've been laid off your job, would you still rise up and give God the glory? Would you still rise up and give God the glory? amen, those, hallelujah, praise God, that are in church for the things. Can you say amen? Amen. Get troubled when those things don't seem to be manifested. Can you say amen? That's the mixed multitude. Can you say amen? They never came because of relationship with God, but they only wanted the things. Can you say amen? And when, praise God, they didn't get the things that they were looking for in the service of the Lord, they began to murmur and complain. Can you say amen? The bad news is they influenced others. Can you say amen? You got a whole lot of your praise. I don't care. Can you say amen? God is still good. I don't care what he said. I don't care what she said. God is still a good God, and he's worthy of my praise. You better pray in heaven. You better give him the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to realize that God is looking for praise and not complaint. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is looking for praise and not complaint. I don't care where God puts you, he's still looking for praise. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I don't care where God got you, he's still looking for praise. Can you say amen? Don't matter where I may be, I still need a praise in the Lord. I still need a praise when my son goes down. You ought to give him a praise. Can you say amen? Don't be influenced. Can you say amen? Amen. If your neighbor don't want to praise him, you get up and pray. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I got to praise him for my own self. I know what the Lord has done in my life. The Lord brought me. I know who made a way for me. I gotta praise Jesus. I gotta give God praise any kind of way. Amen. Listen. Amen. When they couldn't get it like they wanted it, can you say amen? They put their hand up to what God had provided. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. We don't like our soul loaves this light bread. Amen. And on the other occasion, they said, got us out here in this wilderness to kill us. And there ain't nothing out of here. Amen. No bread, no water, no meat, no nothing. Can you say amen? And all that is in front of us is that old light bread. Can you say amen? Amen. But we remember. Ah, Lord, don't let your remembrance get you in trouble. Can you say amen? But we remember in Egypt. Amen. We had leeks and onions and cucumbers. Can you say amen? We had meat to the full. Amen. Back there in Egypt. Can you say amen? But God had delivered them out of Egypt, but their mind was still locked up in bondage because they were hooked on what they used to have. And amen, because what they had wasn't what they used to have. They were not happy with what they had, and they praised God. Amen, murmured and complained against God.
Serpents of mine.
Yes, he did.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? The serpents bit him.
Yes, sir.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? A whole lot of folk died. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But God has remedy. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God always has remedy.
Always has remedy.
Thank God, he's a merciful God. Amen. Praise God that when we don't learn how, amen, not to complain, he still got a remedy. Amen. Praise God that God is burning up stuff. Amen.
praise God, Moses still was able to intercede, and God quenched the fire. Amen, praise God. When the serpents were biting, amen, God gave direction to make a brazen serpent, amen, to lift it up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, and Jesus made reference, amen, to that serpent, that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also must the Son of Man be lifted up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you lift him up, he'll do the drawing. You ain't got to worry about it. If you lift him up, he'll do the drawing. He'll do the drawing. But they complained. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Listen. Amen. Our complaint. Amen. Praise God. Always come out. Amen. Of this attitude. Amen. Praise God. Of not being satisfied. Can you say amen? Amen. With what you have. Complaint always comes out of discontentment. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, complaint always comes out of discontentment. Tell them again, complaint always comes out of discontentment. And when you are discontent, amen, you complain. Can you say amen? Y'all ain't hearing me. Can you say amen? If you ain't discontent, then you won't complain. But when you are discontent, you complain. But God got the view that if I'm with you, you ain't got no reason, amen, to be discontent. Can you say amen? If I made a way, then you ain't got no reason to be discontent. Can you say amen? What we think we know. Can you say amen? When we don't even know. Amen. God does nothing without purpose. And everything, amen, that God does, he has a purpose for it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You might, hallelujah, praise God, think why, amen, God didn't just conquer all of the land of Canaan at one time, but God had a purpose. Can you say amen? You might think, amen, in the end and the latter days, when God, amen, do warfare with all of the nations of the earth, why God don't just wipe them all out at one time? After all, he's God. Why he gotta just, amen, do a little here and a little there? Can you say amen? But see, God has purpose, because when God do a little here, somebody else can look and recognize and say, wait a minute, I better change my course. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Some of those hard holdouts, amen, after God done that, did he do that? Can you say amen? And somebody else say, oh Lord, I better change my course. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Only the ones that hard-headed all the way to the end. Amen. But if you're hard-headed to the end, it does not mean that God has not witnessed to you of his power, of his glory, of his ability, and what he's able to do. He will have already shown you over and over and over and over and over again. And you have made the choice over and over and over and over again not to come, amen, unto the Lord. Can you say amen? But I'm telling you what God said in the day that you hear my voice. Don't you harden your heart. You need to come when God calls you. Don't look at your name. Don't look at your body. Amen. Let God deal with your own heart. Because when God calls you, it's time to respond. You better give him a praise. You better praise him. God sent fire and burns. And then he put out the fire. He sent serpents. Amen. And bit them. And then he made a way of deliverance. Can you say amen? God is a gracious God, because we don't understand. We complain about what we don't understand.
yes, amen. Because, amen, Israel was complaining. They were influenced by a mixed multitude, but they were complaining. But they did not understand. As the writer Moses in Deuteronomy let us know, he brought you into this wilderness. Can you say amen? To humble you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God could have put steak on the table every day. Can you see that? To Jesus, you ain't said nothing. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He could have laid out a banquet every day. He's God. Can you say that in Jesus? Amen. The reality is, if he ran out of sheep, which he wouldn't, he could have made some more. Can you say that in Jesus? Can you say that in your Lord? Can you say that in Jesus? But God had a purpose. You got to learn how to eat this light bread. Can you say amen? You got to come to find out this truth that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of the mouth of God. I'm giving you manna every day. Yes, I am. For 40 years, I'm going to give it to you every day. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm giving it to you. Amen. Praise God to humble you. Can you say amen? Amen. It ain't nothing like getting out when you've been in. Because when you've been in, you know what getting out. You don't appreciate your liberty until you had it taken away from you. Can you say that? You don't appreciate, amen, take out the goodness of God until he moves it away. God said, I brought you out here. Can you say
thank you?
Yeah, you're going to eat now. You're going to eat it 40 years. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because I'm going to humble you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Not only did I go feed you manna to humble you, but I'm feeding you manna to prove you. That is to test you. Can you say amen? Amen. To get you to the place, amen, where God, where you come to realize that whatever God, amen, give me, that's what I need. Tell your neighbor, whatever God give me, that's what I need. Can you say amen? It may not taste good, may not feel good, but whatever God gives me, yes, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to learn how to give him the glory. Can you say amen? I'm going to learn how to praise him. It may not feel good on my body, but I'm going to learn how to praise him. It may not taste good on my tongue, but I'm going to learn how to praise
him. Thank you, Lord.
I'm giving you this to humble you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm giving you this, amen, praise God, to prove you.
Yes.
But he didn't stop there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He said, so that I can give you good at your latter end. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So when you get the full assessment of what God was doing, amen, he was doing it, amen, so that he could bring them to the place that he could give them good. Amen. Don't never, amen, be discouraged, amen, when God is bringing you through, because he's bringing you to. When God is bringing you through, because God is bringing you to. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. No, not from unconsciousness to consciousness. Can you say amen? But he's bringing you to that desired end. Can you say amen? God say, I know the thoughts that I thought to you before Israel. I know what I'm thinking. You can't get in my mind. You don't know what I know. You don't know my plan. I know the thoughts of good and not of evil, that I might bring you to a desired, excuse me, an expected end. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Amen. God knows, praise God, where we're going. He knows every path where it leads. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's why you can't lean on your own understanding. Because there is a way that seems right to a man. Can you say amen? But where you end up ain't where you want to be. Can you say amen? So you got to yield your mind, your heart, your attitude. I'm getting ready to close, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Tell you, then, you don't want no fire. You don't want no servants.
You don't want no servants.
Tell me, you don't want no fire.
You don't want no fire.
You don't want no servants.
You don't want no servants.
So you better stop complaining. Because you complain. Amen. I already got record. Amen. You complaining? I already got record. Amen. Some fire might be coming your way. Can you? You complaining? I already got record. Some serpents might be there. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
My God.
What is it, preacher? You don't know enough to complain.
Hallelujah.
You complaining against that, that's your good. You complaining against that's your blessing. If you knew it was your good and you knew it was your blessing, you wouldn't be complaining. You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You complaining against that that God has worked out for you. Amen. Praise God. Like God gonna drop you off the cliff. No, He not. He gonna raise you up victorious. You got to remember that. So no matter where you are, you gotta keep on giving God the glory.
That's right.
You gotta keep on giving Him the praise. Don't be infected with complaints.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Let praise infect you.
Hallelujah.
I say thank you, Jesus. You praise Him like that. Let me get something. You say thank you. You give Him the glory like that. Let me get something. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Paul, amen. Praise God, writes to the Philippian church. I'm closing up. He writes to the Philippian church. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And as he writes to the church, praise God, he lets it know, I've learned.
Yes, that's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? God. Amen, praise God. He, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, begins to let them know, praise God, what I'm telling you, I'm not telling you this in respect of what, amen, praise God, but I'm telling you what I've learned.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. We sometimes look at, amen, praise God, the message of Paul there in Philippians, praise God, as a can-do message. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Concerning, amen, praise God, our ability to do things. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But before it's a can-do message, it's a go-through message. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, before it's a can-do message, it's a go-through message. Tell your neighbor, before it's a can-do. So what can you do? Go through. What can you do? Go through. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So what did Paul learn? He said, I've learned. I've learned how, amen, praise God, to be abased. I learned how to be all the way down to the ground. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I've learned how to abound. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. He said, I learned how to be full, and I learned how to be in want. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? Amen, praise God. Paul learned something. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. What he learned was that whatever state he was in, amen, the state didn't matter. Can you say amen? That your neighbor, this was a whole truth, man. Can you say amen? He learned wherever I am, whether I got a lock up or I ain't got nothing. Amen, whether I'm full or whether I'm empty, I learned something. Can you say thank you, Jesus? What you learned, Paul? I learned this. I can do all things. Can you say amen? Through Christ, that strengthens me. What can you do? I can be full. I can be empty. And I can still give Him the praise. I can have a lot or not have enough. Still give Him the praise. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We got to learn. Can you say amen? Tell your name. We got to learn what Paul learned. We got to learn, praise God, that if we got a lot, we don't praise Him. Can you say amen? If we got a whole lot, we don't give Him the glory. But when we don't have nothing, we don't praise Him. Just like we got everything that we need, we still don't give Him the same due praise and the same kind of glory. Still gonna praise Him. Just say thank you, Jesus. I'm in my valley, but I'm still gonna praise Him. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
We, amen, identify what we don't want as light brilliant.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Y'all ain't from South Carolina like I am. And most of y'all not as old as I am. Amen, praise God. But we had the term, amen, praise God, in South Carolina of light bread. What light bread meant was bread bought from the store. Amen, and the loaf. So when you go to the store and you wanted a loaf of bread, you ask, give me a loaf of light bread.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was fluffy. Yeah. It was light. It wasn't, it didn't have all the heavy flour in it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It wasn't heavy bread. It was light bread. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So when we go to the store, we ask for light bread. Can you say, give us some light bread? You got any light bread? Yeah, that's what we make sandwiches out of, light bread. Can you say?
All right.
And praise God. So we had it there in a positive connotation. Israel had it in a negative connotation.
Yes. My Lord.
Lord have mercy. It didn't have a whole lot of taste.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
It was oily taste. Maybe a little bit of sweet. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Pray God. Not enough to say, give me some more of that bread.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
It wasn't always good for or appetizing to the natural.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus?
But amen, praise God. But amen, for the natural part, God only wanted sustaining.
That's right.
That's all I need you. That's all I need for the natural part. Amen, praise God. I'm taking you, I ain't got time, I gotta stop. I'm taking you, praise God, into the land of Canaan.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna give you this bread forever.
That's right.
But you get in Canaan, I'm stopping this.
Yeah.
And you say amen.
Amen.
So I ain't gonna get you hooked on no sweet stuff and no good stuff. And you get into Canaan and you ain't gonna want to plow and farm. Just Lord, give me some light bread. And you say, no, it ain't gonna be like that.
That's right.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I gotta teach you. I gotta humble you.
That's
I gotta
right.
test you.
Yes.
And you say, amen.
Amen.
So what they observed and looked upon as detestable and unwanted, amen, praise God, in truth, it sustained them for 40 years.
Right.
Can you say, they didn't want it, but it kept them alive. 40
yes,
years.
Yes,
right. Can you say, they didn't want it, but 40 years later, they wasn't sick.
Come on.
They didn't want it, but 40 years later, they were still well. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. It sustained them, praise God, day and night. And over and over and over and over and over and over. Can you say, amen? They got the same stuff. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? But it was what was needed to sustain you.
Amen.
I'm tired of coming to church all the time. Preacher always preaching the same old stuff. I heard that yesterday. I heard that last week. I know
come
about
on,
that.
Man.
He ain't telling me nothing. I already know that. But that's what's going to sustain me.
Come on. That's right.
It's going to take you through. And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Pray God. I'm having trouble today. I don't feel like hearing the word. That's what's going to sustain me.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm depressed, man. Amen. Praise God. I ain't feeling no church. Amen. I ain't feeling no enthusiasm. I don't feel like giving God no praise. But that's what's going to sustain
me. Amen.
You say, thank you, Jesus. So praise God, we got to press over. Amen. Our feelings.
Amen.
We got to press over. Amen. Praise God. Wrong influences. We got to press over our body and our flesh. We don't feel like praising Him. Praise Him in there.
That's right.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So many times when we open the door for God, He walks in.
Mm-hmm.
We start off a little nonchalant. Can you say amen?
Come on, come on,
can you say thank you, Jesus? And God get in between the non and the shalom. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And before, amen, praise God, you realize, amen, what wasn't enthusiastic became, amen, a fire. I'm going to let you go. I remember, amen. Praise God, a preacher called Shambach, a white man.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. He preached on the radio, praise God. His favorite thing was, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God.
Yes.
And amen, praise God. And he had a tent revival, and he had gone to one of the tent revival, and a couple of rows behind me, amen, praise God, some children, I don't know, maybe a teenager, I'm forgetting there, amen, praise God, but he was preaching, and they was playing Holy Ghost, you know, yeah, and playing Holy Ghost. Lord knows they ain't sitting there back there playing Holy Ghost. God walked up there, and you say, amen, children with the Holy Ghost for real. Can you say that? God is that kind of God. He's a good God. He's a good God. You don't want fire. You don't want servants. Take advantage of every opportunity that you have. Amen. Praise God. To give God praise. When you don't see nothing, amen. Praise God. To praise Him for in front of you. If that bread looks like His light, still give Him the praise. Because God got it there for you for a reason. Can you say amen? Amen. Wait to humble you.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
What you say, Pastor, humble me? To let you know that you don't get out when you want out. You get out when I let you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You ain't through when you feel like it. You through when I tell you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You don't give up. Amen. Praise God. When I don't say stop, amen, you keep on going. You march until I say stop. And if I don't say stop, you keep on going. So praise God. We have to understand. Amen. Praise God. What God is doing, He is doing it for our good. Amen. Praise God. Now you can choose the other way. But look for some fire. You can choose the other way. But look for some snakes. And some serpents. Look that you're going to get bit.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. Amen. But don't lose hope, because even in those circumstances, God always makes ways out of no ways. But if you learn, like Paul learned, if you learn, amen, praise God, this go through. This go through God. This go through God will take you through anything. He'll take me through the valley and say, go through. Why? Because you're going to. Can you say amen? Amen. Go through, because you're going to a victory. You're going to a, amen, praise God, amen, a dynamic overcoming victory. Can you say amen? Go through, because I'm not going to leave you, and I'm not going to forsake you. There's fire. And there is service.
Yes.
But there is a God greater than them all.
Amen.
Who is able to give us the victory if we just learn how to always give Him the praise. God.